This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli pledges full government support for youth development. Minister for Health and Population, Pradeep Podil, implements measures to address medicine shortages in government hospitals. And Israel approves extension of Gaza ceasefire. Now the news in details. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has pledged the government's full support for the all-round development of Nepal's youth. Addressing the graduation ceremony of the 19th Senior Division Training of the National Cadet Corps in Tuticorin, Prime Minister Oli emphasized the importance of disciplined youth for the nation's progress. Prime Minister Oli emphasized the importance of having young people who can proudly uphold the national flag and contribute to the nation. Moreover, Prime Minister Oli encouraged the graduates to not only meet the hopes of their families and teachers, but also contribute to building an excellent society through leadership, ethical behavior, and discipline. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli urged the young generation to become strong citizens and take up leadership roles in times of national need. The event also saw participation from National Cadet Corps representatives from India, Maldives, and Bhutan. The National Cadet Corps, established in 1965, continues to focus on developing disciplined and dedicated youths who are ready to serve their country during emergencies. Minister for Health and Population, Pradeep Podil, has stated that government hospitals will no longer be allowed to claim a lack of medicine. During a visit to Ilam Hospital, Minister Podil emphasized that medicines prescribed by the Health Insurance Board must be made available in all hospitals. Minister Podil further remarked that it is illegal for hospitals to claim that medicines are unavailable, as the government has designated 98 essential medicines. Moreover, Minister Podil also stressed the need for doctors to provide prescribed medicines without excuses, assuring that the Ministry of Health is working on addressing existing challenges in health insurance management. Regarding the shortage of doctors, Minister Podil stated that doctors should be deployed to the designated areas. Moreover, Minister Podil also announced that the ministry is working to upgrade district hospitals and improve infrastructure. The government has expressed its commitment to address the demands of protesters regarding the Pathivara cable car project through dialogue. While responding to questions raised by the parliamentarians during today's National Assembly session, Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak appealed to the protesting parties to come forward for peaceful negotiations on the project. Minister Lekhak also informed the Assembly that a committee has been formed to assess disaster risk for the buildings of various government agencies in the Singhadarbar. Moreover, parliamentarians raised concern about disaster management preparations for the monsoon and ongoing protests related to the cable car project. The Ministry of Communication and Information Technology has organized a day-long capacity-building training for journalists aimed at enhancing professional skills. The event, coordinated by the Rashtriya Samachar Samiti, was inaugurated by Ministry Officiating Secretary Gajendra Kumar Thakur, who stressed the importance of such programs for improving journalistic practices and keeping journalists updated on trends. Around 40 journalists from state-owned media participated. Secretary Thakur emphasized that media capacity building is a priority for the ministry, which aims to create policies for the continued development of journalism. Rashtriya Samachar Samiti Executive Chairman Dharmendra Jha noted the need for investigative journalism in Nepal. The training, which featured facilitators including Thakur and senior journalist Rajendra Dahal, encouraged participants to adopt new newsroom practices. Chairman of the CPN Maoist Center, Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, has stated that the CPN Maoist Center has made the greatest sacrifices in establishing the rights and identity of the Madhesi and other oppressed communities in Nepal. Speaking at a martyr family honor program in Kamala Municipality 3 Parsa, Chair Dahal emphasized that thousands of martyrs, including 1,300 Madhesi people, sacrificed their life for the freedom of the Madhesi people. Chair Dahal noted that despite the significant sacrifices made by the Maoists for Madhesi liberation, efforts were underway to create confusion about the party's role. Moreover, Chair Dahal also reaffirmed the Maoist commitment to strengthen unity between the Maoist and the Madhesi people. The Nagma Gamgari road, blocked by heavy snowfall since Thursday, still remains closed. The road division office Jumla is working with excavators to clear the snow, but the process is slow due to the severe conditions. Locals reported snow accumulation, landslide and fallen electric poles causing the obstruction for road clearance. Tourists and vehicles heading to Rara are stranded. Authorities, including the Nepali army, are working to clear the road, with efforts expected to be completed by this evening. Five rural municipalities in Humla district have been without a chief administrative officer since the third week of January. The positions at Simkot, Sarkegad, Changkheli, Adanchuli and Tajakot remain vacant as the officers assigned by the government have not arrived yet. This absence has disrupted daily operations and delayed services, leaving residents facing challenges. The winter municipal assembly has also been postponed. The Adanchuli rural municipality, scheduled to hold its assembly on 9th of February, was unable to proceed due to the vacancy. Development projects and payments for various services have been delayed, affecting local progress. Passengers stranded on the Mid Hill Highway due to heavy snowfall have been rescued after over 24 hours. Three buses travelling from Rukum Paschim to Kathmandu and other vehicles were stuck in the Lukum Pati Halna section since Friday night. The snow blocked a 5-kilometer stretch in Lukum Pati Halna and 2-kilometer in Baglung. Trapped passengers were unable to find shelter or food. The snow was cleared by Nepal police and armed police force, allowing the buses to continue their journey. Local authorities have urged transport companies to avoid operating buses at night due to the frequent snowfall-related disruptions. Pokhara has trained over 400 people on green jobs, focusing on recycling and upcycling waste for income generation. Secretary of the organizing institution, Anil Lamichani, said participants from all 33 wards of Pokhara Metropolitan City received a week-long skill-based training under the Green Jobs Project. The training covers sustainable waste management, waste segregation, the community's role, responsible use, and the 3R principle, reuse, rescue and recycle. The project aims to create 600 green jobs by 2029 and establish 30 recycling and upcycling enterprises. It also promotes public awareness of effective waste management practices. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news updates. The Israeli government has approved a temporary extension of the Gaza ceasefire for 6 weeks, covering Ramadan and Passover. According to the BBC, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office announced the decision after the first phase of the ceasefire expired at midnight on Saturday. Under a proposal by U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff, Hamas would release half of the remaining hostages, both alive and dead, on the first day. The rest would be freed if a permanent ceasefire agreement is reached. Hamas has not commented on Israel's move. The Israeli government said it would negotiate immediately if Hamas agreed to the plan. The U.S. proposal allows Israel to resume fighting after 42 days if talks fail. The initial ceasefire, starting on 19th of January, halted 15 months of conflict, leading to hostage and prisoner exchanges. More than a dozen European leaders have gathered in London for a summit to strengthen security cooperation and support for Ukraine. According to Agence France-Presse, this meeting follows tensions between Ukraine and the US after a confrontation between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and US officials. President Zelensky was warmly welcomed by UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer and secured a loan to bolster Ukraine's defences. President Zelensky thanked the UK for its continuous support and emphasised shared goals for a secure future. The summit included leaders from France, Germany, Denmark, Italy and others, with discussions focusing on enhancing European defence cooperation and securing lasting peace in Ukraine. President Zelensky also addressed concerns about US support for NATO and stressed the need for unity. The summit underscored Europe's commitment to Ukraine and collective security amid ongoing tensions with Russia. Indian rescuers has continued their efforts on Sunday to locate four missing workers believed to be buried by an avalanche in Uttarakhand near the Tibet border in India. According to Agence France-Presse, the avalanche struck a construction camp on Friday, burying over 50 workers. Rescue teams have saved 50 workers, but four later died from their injuries. Authorities reduced the number of missing from 5 to 4 after one worker was found safe, though details on his condition were unclear. Rescuers have employed helicopters, drones, sniffer dogs, and ground-penetrating radar to aid the search. The incident occurred at an altitude of over 3,200 meters, with temperatures dropping to minus 12 degrees Celsius. State officials have moved workers from high-risk areas to safer locations due to ongoing snowfall. At least 37 people have died and 30 were injured after two buses collided in Bolivia. According to the BBC, the crash happened early Saturday about 5 kilometers from the city. Police Commander Wilson Flores said that one driver is in intensive care while the other is stable. Local media reported the crash was caused by a lane invasion. One bus was heading to Oruro, where a major carnival was taking place. Moreover, police are awaiting alcohol test results from the drivers. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has reported that there is no significant weather system currently affecting the country. This afternoon, the hilly region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces will have partly cloudy conditions, while the rest of the country will experience clear weather. Tonight, partial cloud cover is expected in the hilly areas of Kosi and Gandaki province, with clear skies elsewhere. No rain or snowfall is expected in Nepal over the next 24 hours. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli pledges full government support for youth development. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Baudil implements measures to address medicine shortages in government hospitals. And Israel approves extension of Gaza ceasefire. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.